Hello and welcome to your AQA GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important topics on the specification, energy transfers, which is section 4.2.4. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic comes up every single year, and by the end of this episode, you'll have everything you need to smash those marks. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Energy is everywhere. It's in every single process happening around you right now. When you lift a book, when a car accelerates, when a phone charges, when a spring bounces back, all of these involve energy being transferred between different stores. The key idea that underpins everything in this topic is the principle of conservation of energy. And it states this: energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transferred from one store to another. Write that down. Tattoo it on your brain. It is the foundation of everything we're going to talk about today. Now, let's get into the core concepts. The first thing you need to master is the idea of energy stores. AQA expects you to know 8 of them: kinetic, gravitational potential, elastic potential, chemical, thermal, nuclear, magnetic, and electrostatic. Most questions focus on the first 4, but you should be able to name all 8 if asked. Think of energy stores like buckets. Energy sits in a bucket, and when something happens, it gets poured from one bucket into another. Let's talk about kinetic energy first, because it's the most commonly tested. Kinetic energy is the energy an object has because it is moving. The formula is Ek equals 1/2 times mass times velocity squared. In symbols, that's Ek equals 0.5 mv squared. The units are joules for energy, kilograms for mass, and meters per second for velocity. Now here's the number one mistake candidates make every year. They forget to square the velocity. If a question gives you a speed of 6 meters per second, you must square it to get 36 before multiplying. If you don't square it, you will lose the mark. Every time, no exceptions. Let me give you a quick example. A car of mass 1,200 kilograms is traveling at 20 meters per second. Calculate its kinetic energy. Step 1, write the formula. Ak equals 0.5 times m times v squared. Step 2, substitute the values. Ak equals 0.5 times m 3200 times 20 squared. Step 3, calculate v squared first. 20 squared is 400. Step 4, multiply. 0.5 times 1200 is 600. 600 times 400 equals 240,000 joules. That's 240 kilojoules. Notice how I wrote every step. That's exactly what examiners want to see. And each step can earn you a mark. Now let's move on to gravitational potential energy. This is the energy an object has because of its height above the ground. The formula is Ep equals mass times gravitational field strength times height. In symbols, Ep equals mgh. On Earth, G is 9.8 newtons per kilogram, but in many GCSE questions, you'll be told to use 10 for simplicity. Always use the value given in the question. The units are joules for energy, kilograms for mass, and meters for height. A really common unit conversion mistake here is giving height in centimeters instead of meters. If something is raised by 50 centimeters, that's 0.5 meters. Always convert before substituting. Here's a beautiful connection between kinetic and gravitational potential energy that examiners absolutely love to test. Imagine a ball dropped from a height. At the top, it has maximum gravitational potential energy and zero kinetic energy. As it falls, the gravitational potential store empties and the kinetic store fills. At the bottom, just before it hits the ground, it has maximum kinetic energy and zero gravitational potential energy. In a closed system with no air resistance, the total energy stays constant. This is conservation of energy in action. Examiners will ask you to describe this energy transfer, and you must name both the store that is decreasing and the store that is increasing to get full marks. The third key store is elastic potential energy. This is the energy stored in a stretched or compressed object, like a spring, a rubber band, or a bungee cord. The formula is E equals 1/2 times spring constant times extension squared. In symbols, E equals 0.5 Ke squared. The spring constant K is measured in newtons per meter, and extension E is in meters. This formula is higher tier only. Foundation candidates just need to know the concept qualitatively. Higher candidates, make sure you can rearrange this formula to find K or E if needed. Now let's talk about energy transfers and pathways. Energy moves between stores via four main pathways: mechanical work, electrical work, heating, and radiation. When you push a box across the floor, you're doing mechanical work, transferring energy from your chemical store to the kinetic store of the box. When a kettle heats water, electrical energy is transferred to the thermal store of the water via heating. When the sun warms your face, energy is transferred via radiation. You don't need to memorize all four pathways in depth for most questions, but you should be able to identify which pathway is occurring in a given scenario. This brings us to one of the most important concepts, dissipation. In any real energy transfer, some energy is always transferred to the thermal store of the surroundings, and this energy becomes so spread out that it's no longer useful. We call this dissipation. Here's the critical language point. Energy is never lost. It is dissipated. If you write energy is lost in an exam, you will not get the mark. You must say it is dissipated to the thermal store of the surroundings. Examiners are very specific about this language, and it costs students marks every year. Now let's tackle efficiency, which is one of the most calculation-heavy parts of this topic. Efficiency tells us how good a device is at converting input energy into useful output energy. The formula is efficiency equals useful output energy divided by total input energy. You can also express this as a percentage by multiplying by 100. So if a motor takes in 500 joules and produces 350 joules of useful kinetic energy, the efficiency is 350 divided by 500, which equals 0.7 or 70%. A crucial check. Your efficiency answer must always be between 0 and 1 as a decimal or between 0 and 100 as a percentage. If you get an answer greater than 1 or greater than 100%, you've made an error. Go back and check your working. You can also calculate efficiency using power values instead of energy values. Efficiency equals useful output power divided by total input power. The formula works identically, just with watts instead of joules. Now, let's talk about reducing unwanted energy transfers. This is a favorite for 4 and 6 mark questions. The key idea is that we can reduce dissipation by using insulating materials, lubricating moving parts, or using materials with low thermal conductivity. For insulation questions, examiners want you to link the property of the material to the outcome. For example, thick walls with low thermal conductivity reduce the rate of energy transfer from the warm inside to the cold outside, because a thicker material provides greater resistance to the flow of thermal energy. Notice how I linked the cause, thick walls, low conductivity, to the effect, lower rate of transfer. That's the structure that earns marks. All right, we're now moving into exam tips and common mistakes. Pay close attention here because these are the marks that students throw away every year. Mistake number one, forgetting to square velocity in the kinetic energy formula. I've said it before and I'll say it again, V squared means you must square the velocity before multiplying. Write the formula first, then substitute, then calculate. Never try to do it all in one step. Mistake number two, not converting units. Mass must be in kilograms, not grams. Height must be in meters, not centimeters. Time must be in seconds, not minutes. If you're given 250 grams, divide by 1,000 to get 0.25 kilograms before substituting. AKKA awards a mark specifically for correct unit conversion, so this is a free mark if you remember to do it. Mistake number three, saying energy is lost. It is dissipated. It goes to the thermal store of the surroundings. Use that exact phrase. Mistake number four, confusing energy and power. Power is the rate of energy transfer. It's energy divided by time. Energy is measured in joules. Power is measured in watts. If a question asks, what is the power, and you give an energy answer, you will score 0 for that part. Mistake number 5, giving an efficiency answer greater than 1. No device can be more than 100% efficient. That would violate conservation of energy. If your answer is greater than 1, you've divided the wrong way round. Now for command word strategies. When a question says state, give a brief factual answer, one or two words, or a short phrase. When it says describe, explain what happens using correct terminology, name the stores, name the direction of transfer. When it says explain, you must give a reason. Use the word because to link cause and effect. When it says calculate, show every step of working, write the formula first, substitute values, and always include units in your final answer. When it says evaluate, consider both sides of an argument, and make a judgment supported by evidence. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause, then give the answer. Try to answer before I do. Question 1. What is the formula for kinetic energy? The answer is Eke equals 0.5 mv squared. Question 2. What happens to energy in a closed system? The answer is the total energy remains constant. It is conserved. Question 3. A device has an input energy of 800 joules and a useful output energy of 600 joules. What is its efficiency? The answer is 600 divided by 800 equals 0.75 or 75%. Question 4. What is the correct phrase to use instead of saying energy is lost? The answer is energy is dissipated to the thermal store of the surroundings. Question 5. What are the units of the spring constant? The answer is newtons per meter, written as N per M. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points to take away from today's episode. 1. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It is always conserved. In a closed system, the total energy remains constant. 2. The 8 energy stores are kinetic, gravitational potential, elastic potential, chemical, thermal, nuclear, magnetic, and electrostatic. 3. The kinetic energy formula is Eke equals 0.5 mv squared. Always square the velocity, always use kilograms for mass. 4. The gravitational potential energy formula is Ep equals mgh. Use g equals 9.8 or the value given in the question. 5. Efficiency equals useful output energy divided by total input energy. The answer must be between 0 and 1 or 0 and 100%. 6. Energy is never lost. It is dissipated to the thermal store of the surroundings. 7. For insulation questions, link the property of the material, thickness, low thermal conductivity, to the reduced rate of energy transfer. That's everything for today's episode on energy transfers. You've covered the key stores, the essential formulas, dissipation, efficiency, and the exam technique to turn your knowledge into marks. Keep practicing those calculations, use the worked examples in your study guide, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.